Good morning.
Oh, irresistibly awful number 202. Matt and John and John, you picked this. Apocalypse. John, what'd you think about this zombie situation?
I was looking, we talked about all the different like sports movies we've done in the past, right?
Yeah.
And I'd say this is maybe not as good as zombies.
No.
But still better than Hail Mary. You know what I mean? That's a low bar. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, zombies is of course number 40. And then number 77. All three John's picks. All three.
I get the sports movies in there. Yeah. Some bowling. Zombies had a good premise. I like the black and white and the color. And switching back and forth between the zombies and the humans, and I think that was fun. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I gotta say it probably. I thought I was going to, and of course there was a part in that movie where the guy's zombie wiener falls off, if I remember correctly. I remember the important things. All right.
The important parts, yeah.
Yeah, this, the description of this movie, I thought we're going to spend the whole movie.
Yeah.
But yeah. We kind of leave, then come back, because this is the place to go.
Apparently. For some reason.
I don't know why. For a zombie movie, boy, this movie does a lot of things you don't see in zombie movies, John.
Sure.
Yeah, there's certain things I'm not sure I'm just gonna say it, John. I movie that had a girl's dad turn into a zombie and then have her boyfriend ask him permission to make seen that in a zombie movie before.
No. Cultivating love during the zombie movie, maybe asking a zombie dad for permission to marry her son or daughter. That's new. That
oh,
one's
boy.
New.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Get to that part. So I will say that this movie wastes no time, John, with this opening scene with the guy on the phone. He hears a noise and automatically just grabs the hockey gloves and stick and goes out swinging. I mean,
yeah.
Man, I mean,
I liked it.
I
like
some people walking down the hallway. He starts beating.
I got to admit, I'm not the super hockey fan. So some of the things that other people would be like, oh, you know, that's. I'm sorry, I don't know these people. Barry Melrose. I don't know.
Oh, John.
Kelly.
I can't believe it.
I don't know.
And you live so close to Hockey Town, John. You're telling me that?
No. And I can't even remember the guy's name who wears the funny suits. I don't.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of
You know who I'm talking about. I just can't think of his name.
Oh, what was his name? I used to watch him.
I sometimes get Channel 9 on the old antenna, but not anymore.
I feel like his name was Dick or Don or...
Don. Doesn't that sound right? Don.
That seems right. Yeah. Oh, but John, I mean, we'll get to that Gray Barry cameo. I mean, John, the famous coach / broadcaster / player.
Yeah.
Barry Melrose?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, that's what I read on the internet. Sorry, I never was that big of a hockey fan to know it that well.
I mean, I used to watch the Wings in the 90s. I'll say
Right.
I did watch some
Iserman.
Wings in the 90s. Yeah,
Yeah.
Fedorov and Yzerman. Yeah. One player on the Red Wings right now, so I can't give you shit, John. I can't do it. I can't tell you when
Fair enough.
Blue Jackets either. So
No,
what the
no.
hell's a blue jacket anyway? What is a blue jacket, John?
Blue, that's not a bee, nor is it a bird. So I don't really know. Something in between.
They come up with these names? I just wondered.
Something
Like, what are
between a
they gonna
blue jay
name?
and a yellow jacket. If a blue jay and a yellow jacket had some weird time together,
I
their
always wondered how they
offspring.
I
Talk
always
about the
wondered how
birds,
they came up with
the
these names. You know,
bees.
like I never understand how they came up with New Orleans Pelicans. Of all the creatures, the Pelicans, John? I don't know.
And New Orleans, with everything that they're known for, the one thing that you wouldn't have thought of them for. No. No.
I wish I could think of what movie we did set in New Orleans, but I can't think of.
Yeah, no. Sorry. I can't
But
believe we
yeah,
haven't, to be honest. That's pretty amazing. It'll happen. Gotta be
we should do
something.
Hard Target with Van Damme. I know that's in New Orleans.
Well, there
That's where
you
he punches that snake in the head. Spoiler
go.
alert. That's worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah.
My watch just tried to pull up something snake in that band somewhere. I don't know. Probably. Anyway, yeah, this guy, he hears a noise. He's like, these must be zombies. Dick, and he starts beating people. And then this happens twice in this movie where people run in. Now, I guess they can tell it's a zombie or unfit person, and they put down their weapon to fist punch them.
Does
I
that seem
don't.
like a dangerous move? Like you don't want to touch a zombie, right? You're gonna get infected.
Yeah. I don't know why. Is it because he's a commentator? They just hate
I could
him,
just 'cause that's
right?
what hockey players do. They fight, they punch, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right. But my favorite part is after all this, the guy just leaves.
Yeah.
Just goes home, sit down, watch Wheel of Fortune, you know. He just leaves. Okay. This from the moment we see this 5 minutes in, I was thinking about this the whole movie. I don't know about you, John. Meet our main group of people. All right. I know some of
Yep.
these people's names. I don't think I know them all, John. All right, I know
Definitely not.
Jonesy,
Yep.
okay, BJ,
BJ, yep. Swede.
actually, I didn't get that one.
Swede, yeah. But
All right, John.
and that's a
All
and the guy's name was Wave, like a wave on the ocean. Like that's an interesting name. I'll give you that. I
know.
BJ, classic, but Wave was interesting, you know?
Okay, John, my question is, what is situation we have going on here?
It's
What
it
has
is
happened here? All
unclear. Yep. Unclear. Mrs. J and Jonesy, right? They're hanging out together. And I
yeah.
guess Mrs. J's husband, or I'm not sure. He died because of a killer snowmobile, something like that. Feel like we watched that
Oh, yeah. Well, we have five, what would you say, 20-ish year
Right.
old guys? And yeah, maybe they're renting out a house or apartment, right? You know, all right. But then there's just her. Why are you living here with all these guys?
Don't know.
Seems weird. They all want to bang you. You're walking around, and they're all like, "Jonesy, you should bang that." And what's his response? "My God, she might be 10 years older, John." Oh,
Oh, boy.
oh boy, walk away from that. Oh boy.
Yeah, I think, like, I looked up her age, right? And I'm like, she's younger than I am. Now, you could be acting as an older person, so I get that. That's fair. That's So what's the male equivalent of a cougar? A pervert, right? Okay.
And they and he's like, "Oh yeah, besides the fact that she's 10 years older, I have a girlfriend, Jenny, and she's the best."
She is not. She's terrible. Oh my gosh. And then one guy's like, "I'm pretty sure she's a lesbian," And she's like, "Okay."
All right. Random. Oh boy. We meet Jenny. Oh boy. Oh boy. John, did you see the names of these teams here? We got the Kings and the Ice Cats playing in the championship game.
Yes. And they get into a big hockey fight, and everybody was in this fight except for one player on one team and one on the other, one named Vance Putin and Little Johnny Trump. And the broadcaster said it seems like they might have orchestrated the whole thing. And I said, that sounds about right. Brilliant.
Oh boy. Oh boy, John. Oh boy. Oh, yeah. Putin and Trump. John here. I want to know if this has happened to you because I've only had it happen like three or four times. But when the team's struggling and the coach busts out his hidden penis speech, okay? It always, I don't know about you.
Man, if he could find his penis, we could find our balls.
That's why they get paid the big bucks right there. That's why, that's.
I
What
feel
the
like
hell is
there
this?
should be a foundation for this. We need to raise money and awareness.
Oh. Yeah, this is a speech this guy gives to his team in the middle of the game about him not being able to find his wiener. That's in a movie. That's in this movie. The Kings win. I didn't. So there's one guy that's in the locker room. I guess he didn't feel well because zombieitis. So he's just hanging out in the locker room, I guess, here, and he starts eating some guy.
The
Okay.
team's
So they're probably gonna, okay.
The teams try to celebrate that they won, and Jonesy's like, "Hey Jenny, let's go celebrate." And she's like, "Oh yeah, tonight's girls' night, and I gotta go." What?
Oh, Jenny, you bitch. But she was definitely was girls' night, probably. I'm thinking they're just going to be celebrating on the ice, and here comes some zombies, right? Let the chaos happen. But no, we cut to a hotel.
Yep, they're at like the Knights Inn or something. I mean, nothing terribly special. Super 8 kind of looking hotel. They're all
Don't go hanging out by the dumpster, John. Don't go.
No, don't do it. They're all like in one small, like one bed room. Like, I don't know what
It's
the
really tidy. It really is tidy.
Right.
Oh.
They're hitting the beer bong. They're, having a party. There's a dude taking a shower with a beer bottle wedged to his butt. I don't know what's going on there.
Can I say something here, John? I've been drunk before. I've been confused. I've been probably drunk and confused to the point where I'm like, where did I put my beer? And it turns out it's in my ass.
And I was
So,
wedged in my butt cheeks. Nope, never did that
that's where you're going to get warm beer right there,
one.
John.
That
That's it.
you have warm jungle beer that way.
You're going to get warm jungle ass beer. That's what you're going to have,
Oh,
Swede.
warm ass jungle beer.
Oh boy. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, they're like, "Well, let's get out of here. Let's get on the bus party to hell."
I wrote the
Number 98. If only Tara Reid was on it,
Oh, yeah.
but yeah, the one guy's like, "Yeah, I take a massive poo." You guys get on the bus there, and they're like, "Oh, okay, I'm sure a girl zombie won't show up on the bus." But no, a zombie whore shows up and bites him, but she's got John. Huge beef. I mean,
Beebs. We did get a
we got
beebs.
Beeb, John. We got Beeb. But yeah, she bites him. Talk about the zombies in this movie, John, because we have kid zombies. We got hockey player zombies. We got zombies who are handicapped, which I can't wait to get to.
Yes, we got handicapped zombies. Oh.
Slow zombies, we got fast running zombies, we got zombies that can climb things, zombies that can, spoiler alert, talk.
Zombies that like
Started with
flowers.
the
We got zombies that
yeah, there's everything. So the other team of zombies shows up, I guess. I think that's who it was. So they all go back to the room. And I reporter on TV, right? Because they don't mess around. He's just like, "Yeah, it's a zombie." So just so you know.
It's freaking
Big Boobs and Dean was his name. They attack, so everybody leaves the room. And here is, let's get to the arena. It's 5 miles away, but let's go.
Why
Seems
the
like a long
arena?
way.
Don't really know why, but that's where they're
Don't
going.
know. Well, we'll take the.
Yeah, bus isn't gonna work out. That's not happening. So, they start arguing over who's gonna shoot the other one if they become a zombie. And they're like, what we'll do is we'll just shoot each other in the mouth simultaneously. Totally not gay.
Seems like a good idea. At the same time, this is the moment where Mrs. J tells Jonesy she's fallen for him, John. Perfect timing. Ooh, ew, you're old.
Chatted up with some love talk. Yeah. We more than once do we get it where they're just like talking to each other and not doing what they anything they should be doing, and the zombies are getting closer to them. Like many times in this movie do they do that.
Mysterious figure with the hockey stick shows up. Who's that? I don't know. Is that the guy from the... No, is it? Maybe? I guess? I don't know. no bus, so they're going to run. If you're asking...
John. While you're drunk, after you've played a championship hockey game...
I'm not making it. I'm not making it. Sorry. They run into a creepy little girl and boy. Now, what was funny about this? So they know there's a zombie problem happening right now.
Right.
But yeah, they come across these two random kids late at night, and they're like, the Swede guy who had the beer in his ass. I don't know if he ever got it out. I don't know. He's like, oh, look at these kids. Let me go help them by picking them up. Not yep. sure about that one, John. I don't know. Of course,
the... it's like Sweet is dead. zombies. More than once, they give up some Home Alone references in this movie. And they made a good point. Like, it could be like Home Alone from Joe Pesci's point of view. Ooh. A horror film.
Why is this kid torturing us? Why is he laughing? My God. Oh, Home Alone.
All he wanted to do was steal some poinsettias and... What do they have? They don't have anything in the house. I don't know. Some silverware?
Oh, boy. Oh. Well, how about when the second movie comes around? Huh? They get it again?
Yeah.
Poor bastard. Poor bastard. He's a cop. He's just trying to get us some money for retirement. All right. Slash the Sticky Bandit, I believe is what they're called in the second movie.
Yep.
So, after that, they attack Swede. The one kid attacks the other guy. He just throws him over that railing. I was like, I kind of laughed.
I know, right? Awesome little boy zombie over bridge rail, super dead.
next thing you know, here comes Jenny, Jonesy's girlfriend, who was at her girls' night, and she has lipstick all over her. John.
Yeah.
Quite the ladies' yep. night.
Sounds like a good time.
I bet you took a shower. she's being chased by one of her friend's brother and on crutches.
Now this is impressive because I don't think I've ever seen a zombie with crutches. I didn't think they had the coordination to handle that.
You know, that's... It's interesting, John. It really makes you start... Probably just me. What happens if you're in a wheelchair and you get bit by a zombie? What do you do? Do you wheel your... What if it's an electric wheelchair? Does that make a difference?
Right. If
Could
Stephen
another
Hawking...
zombie push you?
If Stephen Hawking became a zombie, would he drool and moan, or would he talk? I don't know. It's a weird question.
It makes you think. I'm like, wait a minute. Could I? Like, what if I am wheelchair bound, but I am rich and I have just a 24/7 people nursing me, pushing my wheelchair around, and they turn into a zombie. At the same time, I turn into a zombie. Are they going to zombie push my zombie wheelchair and help me eat right. people? These are the questions you really got to get answered.
It's important to know. Yeah.
I'm asleep tonight now.
do you happen to have a lot of people that you could hire to push you around as a zombie in a wheelchair? I don't know. I don't.
Oh, this movie. Oh, boy. The guy's like, hey, kid, did you ever think about just kicking his crutch out? Try that move.
Am I the only one who thought this might, this one, you know? It's just, and like, okay, so which one did you feel was like more over the line? Throwing the child from the bridge to his death, or kicking the crutches out from the dude who was a zombie? You know, they're both zombies, mind you, but both of them felt like you were doing something wrong. This is maybe one of those. How about you just run away? That might be the better way.
Look at John's compassion for the zombies. Look at it. To the zombie. I've never had to use crutches. I gotta say, I've never had crutches. I never broke.
I've had to use like a cane before because I've thrown my back out.
Yeah. My brother did. He broke his leg in high school. I think it was high school. He's crutches. So they're gonna go to Jenny's house because her dad has a gun.
Jenny's got it.
Oh boy.
No, I was thinking they were gonna go to Jenny's dad's house and he had a library with books on how to defeat zombies, but
that might actually help more, I gotta say, because these people don't know what the hell they're doing, I don't think, John.
They had no clue the whole time.
But what if they showed up and her dad was dressed up and you couldn't tell that it...
Oh, he had like a mask on. Someone had a mask on to make him look like their dad.
I was just scrolling through Tubi. Next to Jerry, I was scrolling through Tubi and Things Killing popped up and I was like, hey, let me tell you what I see in this movie. But it wasn't that one. It was the one where the guy pulls up to another side of the road, because that's one of my favorite scenes. This guy's gonna bang a turkey on the side of the road. It's one of my favorite scenes.
This is what you're thinking. I'm gonna turkey ride. All right.
Look at that ass. Look at that turkey ass. Turkey pulls out his shotgun. Oh, what a great movie. What a great, fantastic movie.
That was a lot of fun.
And of course, that's number 85. And if you like that, watch 3, which is number 137.
Mm-hmm.
Get a Rapping Granny.
Rapping Granny, yeah. Probably a good movie to watch high, I would think.
So they're going to tell Jenny to, I don't know. They run into two randos with a board with a nail in it.
Yep. Rob and Don.
I had no idea. And I don't know what they're doing, John. Why are they spray painting their faces? Why are they taking their clothes just to throw them on the front lawn and then leaving?
I have no idea, right?
Well, at first I was like, they're like, we're going to put you in the basement. And they lock them down there. But later on, they just walk out of the basement. What? Wait, why did you guys...
There was no point. There was no reason.
So, yeah, they show up. Dressed, they make him go in the basement where Jenny's zombie dad is, and then they leave and put their clothes on the front lawn. Scene again.
Yep. I did like one guy's like, they're all in their underwear, and he's like, you know, we should huddle for warmth. You know, and they're like, I'm not that warm. Like, no, you know, I think we should just, you know, get real close.
You gotta try. Basements are cold. I mean,
that's right. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You gotta try. Just being nice. That's not being a creep. Jenny's dead. He's a zombie. Another interesting fact: Wave pepperoni in underwear.
Yeah, so I think like he opened the refrigerator at Jenny's house, and she
Oh
was
yeah.
like, "You can't have anything in there. You weren't allowed." No one. It's like, really? So I think he snuck a package of pepperoni out of her fridge and shoved it in his underwear. But then, yeah, you're right.
Gonna
For
be
the rest of
some
the movie, he's
That's
snacking on pepperonis from his underwear.
gonna be some warm, ball sweaty pepperoni you're snacking on. I
Oh,
like pepperoni, but I don't know.
I threw up a little bit.
I think he even gives some to his buddy there, and I'm like, boy, oh boy.
Yep.
Think 4 hours into the zombie apocalypse, I'm at that point where I need your ball sweat pepperoni. I don't know.
I'm
I
good. I'm
don't
gonna
know.
power through this one, all right? I'm sure we can find some Twinkies somewhere and be all right.
We're gonna try to find a Shake Shack. All right. We're gonna find a Texas Roadhouse to get some fucking bread and butter. All
Yep.
right. All right. It's so good. Good racket they
So
got going
good.
over there. John.
It's not
Another
bread and
list of
butter, it's crack, and I mean, you're already full. They're like, you want some more? Like, yes.
Yes, take it home with you. That's what we do. Yes, good. Bring us more. Bring us more.
Steak shows up, and you're like, I can't eat it. I'm done.
One time they didn't give us butter, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Take it
Uproar.
back. No, I mean, just give me.
Oh boy. Look at that. Roadhouse. You're fantastic.
We love you.
Oh, John, get this. Next time you're in town down here, opened up next door to Texas Roadhouse.
What's that?
Twin Peak.
Oh
Yeah, John. Yep. I could
like
not
a
convince the
classy.
wife to go there today.
That's a classy Hooters. That's a.
Twin Peaks, brand new. Just I've been to the one in Canton and Denver, Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Yes, enjoyed my time.
Yeah. I think they should kind of take a clue from Texas Roadhouse, though. I think if Twin Peaks, like every hour, the girls lined up and did a dance like they do at Texas Roadhouse, I think that would be awesome.
That's what we do. Good idea. Yeah, he's always looking out.
They can do a dance like they do Space Babes from Outer Space.
Yes. The BJ guy, John, did you see him? He killed the zombie with a slap shot.
Slap shot hockey puck to Jenny's dad's head. Boom.
Boy, what a shot! I mean, those
Well,
pucks are hard. I mean, I'll say that's
yeah, that's why you gotta wear a helmet. That's why you gotta wear a helmet. Yeah. Jenny and Mrs. J do a little makeout real quick, and then
John, you talk about a WTF moment. Jenny's looking at her dead zombie dad with the puck in his head
Yep.
and decides to make out with Mrs. J. All
Well,
right.
gotta move on.
Oh boy. Yeah, that was a good part. I like that. I like that. Not take Mrs. J's refusal very well, John. She kicks everyone out of the house.
Yep.
She just has to
Well,
stay down her with her dead dad. You think he's dead?
an undead
Dead or dead?
undead, dead,
Alive, undead.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, so they gotta go outside. They end up finding their clothes out in the lawn, and we see our first shot of the team mascot out in the wild, and I wrote, he is a ninja question mark.
So random. We have the mascot running around with, of course, two Asian girls who know karate. Of course.
So I had to ask the question at some point. All right. I don't watch a lot of hockey, so I don't know these things. I gotta rely on other people who might know. Do they have cheerleaders in hockey? I don't think they do they?
I
Maybe
think they
I
might
get the
have some.
mascot. You think so? Because it looked
I
like a
think it.
mascot with two cheerleaders, and I'm like, so if they were cheerleaders, let's say for a minute that they were, all right? So these were cheerleader hockey ninjas or hockey ninja cheerleaders? I see a crossover
Smells like another movie. It smells like
coming.
it. I think there are. I don't think there's like a full Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders TV show going on, but I think there's some. Dan
I mean,
benches maybe. You know, I think so.
they got like the t-shirt
Maybe.
cannons and stuff, right? That's somebody. Somebody's got to do that.
Oh boy. Yeah, they also run into these three wackos with guns. And did you catch, John, that they said they're on their way to the UP because no one go there?
I do like the UP. I've got to say, I didn't realize this was filmed in Michigan. Wasn't paying that much attention, I guess.
Well, I got to say at the end there, Barry Mar Moose Jaw, and I looked that up, and it's actual real place, like in the middle of Canada. I was like,
Oh.
oh, well, that's a real place in the middle of nothingness, Canada, I believe.
Yeah,
So,
maybe they were in Canada and they were gonna go I don't know.
maybe. They happen to Cajun Club, John, time for some shots.
Gentlemen's establishment, yep, and no scroties to be seen, so
Oh boy, that would
drinks
have
all
been
the way. Now,
perfect. Oh
I
boy.
tell you what, you're in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. You're probably pretty tired right now. I could see the appeal of wanting some drinks, but I think I want to remain as sharp as I can because we're in the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
You think so?
I'm not saying I wouldn't mind taking one of those bottles with me, right? Shove it in the old duffel bag. Let's save that for later because you might need it. But for now, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, of the establishment might show up not too happy that you can't pay for your booze,
Yeah, and
John.
looks like he's gonna shoot them because they're not gonna pay for the booze. But
Or
apparently,
what are we
like a
doing,
bad
John?
porno when the plumber shows
Oh.
up and they don't have any way to pay.
Well. How are we gonna take care of this problem, John? Oh boy. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the bar owner doesn't want to see the hot girls in this movie dancing. No, they want to see the dudes. Oh, so little dance, dance revolution on the stage.
Okay, two questions here. All right, two questions here, John. One, how come Jonesy doesn't have to do it? All right, you're getting over here and doing it too, buddy. All right.
Yeah, it
Okay.
was
All
what
right.
was it, Wave and BJ or something were up on the stage? Yeah.
Yeah, and did we really need to see the whole dance, John?
I wrote painfully, painfully too long. Painfully too long.
Oh boy. Now you get Mrs. J out there, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So the and how do we get the gun away from this guy? I gotta tell you, my first thought would be just walk up to him and take it.
There's an option. There's an option, yeah.
Oh boy. That's what they do, and it turns out it's a gigantic lie.
Yeah, they just laugh at them when they're taking their gun. They leave, and they're like, why are they laughing? And they go to use it on some zombies outside, and it's a lighter. Oh, you just got stripped naked because of a lighter.
Yeah, and mascot doing his karate with the girls. Some reason he's keeping the head on. Is it to not get bit in the head? Is that... mascot head on, because it seems like it'd be kind of bulky in a way and limit your visibility yep. here, John.
Maybe a little hot and sweaty in there. Yeah, don't know.
Oh, and then Jonesy, this dumb fuck Jones, I go back for Jenny, and they're like, "You're fucking stupid," and he's like, "Yeah, I am." So he goes back for her. Oh boy, John.
One, she's not a good person. Two, she kicked you out during a zombie apocalypse. Three, her dad's a zombie. And, you know, what is, what? No.
I mean, you know, it might be fine. Okay, you go back, she's having dinner with her dad, who's not dead, and she's going to make you ask him for... I mean, that's kind of far-fetched, right? I mean,
that is about as far-fetched as it gets. I can't even imagine that's exactly what happened.
What the fuck are we doing? Her dad's sitting at the table tied up with a punch.
Oh, and then when he, like, finally, he's like, they finally convince him to leave and they're not going to do it. She unties her dad, who then, of course, just eats her.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, then later on, you're like, oh, she's okay. Then her dad gets her again or something. I was like, okay. Whatever. You know,
I made a note here, you know, they're running around in the streets and all the lights in town are still on. And I'm amazed. I am amazed. They must be in Canada because that is the only way you keep bratwurst zombies on ice for, you know, that long.
Yeah, boy, it's been a while since we talked about that Canadian power grid, but let me tell you.
They got a good thing going up there. Yep. Quality is number one in the Canadian electrical system.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. This may not Michigan, because this is Michigan. You're out of power for at least 2.5 weeks if a zombie apocalypse starts. All right.
Oh, so. For sure. Yep. ETE outage map would be red everywhere. And they'd say, we're not doing it.
Well, we see you only got 15 splices in your lines. We got to add 10 more to those holding it together there. We'll be right out to do that for you.
Yep.
Those lines are about 150 years old. Well, they should hold this time. Oh, power grid. So, of course, Yoga Hoser. Number three. Oh, boy.
Sorry,
what a movie. Oh, boy. Oh boy! Spoiler alert! I can't do it. I can't.
Tiny ass raping bratwurst Nazis.
Spoiler alert! Surprise cameo by Johnny Depp. So, hold on, let me find where I was here. They're like, hey, we lost Rachel, and you're like, who's Rachel? Well, she was a girl hanging around with them, but she just disappears.
Yeah. Yeah, just one of the hot girls in the group, and we. Yeah, but they made fun of the fact that they kind of really didn't know either. We're just like, who?
One guy's like, oh, the hot girl. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, she'll find us. Will she? And then, John, we get a, what, I'm gonna say zombie students with karate sound effect fight.
I love the sound effects. Weren't they great? I loved it.
Oh boy, it was classic. Yeah, it was classic. Karate punches. Oh boy, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. They get back to the arena. They go out to the middle of the ice for some reason. I don't know.
Don't know either.
So they're like, yeah, we gotta prepare this place. So Wave is gonna go set up some booty traps, John. You know how I love my booty traps.
Not real booby traps, but
We know what a real booby trap is.
that's right.
And then, yeah, while he's doing that, Mrs. J's gonna do, I guess, turn on the disco lights. I don't know how that helps exactly.
She's like, yeah, I'll tap into the lights and the sound, and we're like, and do what?
I don't know.
Right.
But then I'll just say, John, let me tell you, I'm tired all the time. I can fall asleep. Basically, I almost fell asleep at the dentist while they were drilling in my teeth on Thursday. All right, I can fall asleep anywhere. All right, but if I are banging on the doors, I don't think I can fall asleep, John. I don't know if we all should fall asleep in this situation.
Yeah, it sounds rough. Like maybe if you knew you were in a very safe place, that's one thing. Right? Like you gotta hold find a way to hold up, right? Go get some food, go find some shelter that nobody can get into and hold up in there until everybody outside dies.
There
That's
you
what
go.
you
That's
need
the
to do.
goal.
Yep.
But they all fall asleep showing up because she's not there to eat brains, John. She's there just to get Jonesy. We got Wave keeps doing Home Alone things, quoting Home Alone a lot, John.
We got a setup montage where they're spiky
Love it.
hockey pucks and
Oh boy. I can't wait to talk about that one. Yeah. And then we got BJ's, he's out there hitting pucks into heads. He's decapitating zombies with
it's
these shots, John.
amazing. I said, slap shot head off of zombie. I was like, what?
Pretty good.
Plenty of blood,
Yes. So we talked about zombies on crutches. Here to mention that zombies feel pain because this zombie steps on the hockey puck with shit in it and screams. Didn't know that. I didn't know that.
That's interesting.
I was like, okay. And then we have Zombie Jenny selfie, John.
She still seems like she's in control of herself, but which is weird because earlier in the movie, the guy having sex with the zombie in the bathroom becomes a zombie within seconds, right?
know. Okay, so here's a question. Would Face ID work if you're a zombie? That's a question. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes
Would
mine doesn't want to
AI
work.
adapt fast enough to say, "Ooh, I'm sorry, we feel like a zombie is trying to
You
access your
can't log
phone.
in. It don't recognize your face.
You're
So,
gonna have to enter your PIN."
I don't know my password. I don't know. So I thought it was really nice that Jenny and her zombie squad to wait for Jonesy and his squad to go change into their hockey attire. So they're hockey fighting here at the end of the movie, John. So they just hang around on the ice while they all go get changed into their hockey uniforms.
Not sure
But anyway.
why. Okay.
Jonesy does that thing where he puts down a stick, fist flare. Because
Yep.
that's, you know. Eventually they get surrounded, and you're like, oh boy, John. There's
Game
no way
over.
they're getting out of this, John. No way.
Unless some ninja cheerleader hockey. I don't know. It's hockey ninja cheerleaders
Oh yeah, they show up and they take care of the rest of them,
show up.
except for one, and that's Jenny. She's got Jonesy and she can talk, and she's like, "Hey, you have to propose to me."
Still wants that proposal.
Oh boy. He's about to do it because there's no way to not do it, I
Doesn't make any
but
sense.
Mrs. J distracts her and Jonesy splits her in half with a stick.
Yeah, hockey stick slicing head in half, top to bottom. Fantastic.
So you're like, all right, I guess that's it. But they're like, did I get this right? The coach is a zombie. So they're like, I put the coach, let him drive the Zamboni? Like, so a zombie can drive a Zamboni?
Yeah, they didn't
John,
want
I
to
don't
kill the coach, so they just put him on a Zamboni. I mean, the man suffered enough. He just found his penis.
Oh boy, he's a Zamboni driving zombie who or his penis to this guy. Oh boy.
Yeah.
That
You
sounds like
notice
another movie
that
zombie.
his. Did you
Notes
notice
what?
the Zamboni had the Cajun Club strip joint as the sponsor on the side of it?
It. And there you go. Hey.
And I feel like it was poorly covering up the real one that was behind, like the because it was, and I was trying to figure out what it was, the one behind it, because you can kind of see like house, and I'm like, do you think it's like Keebler Townhouse Crackers or something like that? I don't know. The stupid things I'm looking for.
Tim Hortons, Tim Hortons, John. Tim Hortons, yeah.
Timmy's.
Yeah.
The roll up the rim twins.
Oh boy. Yeah, so the coach is just gonna drive the Zamboni around.
Yep.
They're walking outside. I mean, as far as we know, everybody's a zombie everywhere. I mean, all you can hope for is that legendary hockey analyst, coach, player up in a bus.
What are the odds? And I, at one point in the movie, they put up like a SOS signal on the whatever the spotlights. And I thought that was a bad idea. I'm like, I think you're going to attract unwanted attention, not the other way around. But apparently it worked.
If you know one thing, if you're in Canada and you put up an SOS sign, Barry Melrose will find
Apparently.
you. Did you like saying her name is Cherry? John.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Yeah. So
Yeah,
they're
John.
getting some cougar love in the back row of the bus, and then we find out that Mrs. Johnson's first name is Cherry. That is
Oh.
crazy.
Mackin' with Cherry Johnson. And then, well, yeah, John, we get a little Marvel mid-credits of the original announcer guy who got punched in the elevator to start the movie picking a fl
Yeah.
boy, John. Oh, boy. I was like, what are we
But don't
doing here?
worry,
He's climbing. Yeah, I
Barry
know.
Melrose run him down in the bus. Don't worry about it.
Oh, boy. And he liked it. Oh, he liked it.
Oh yeah.
Boy, very much running over that zombie. I was like, oh boy. Yeah. Sign me up for part two. Barry Melrose joining the clan.
Yeah.
Oh boy. But yeah, that's Apocalypse, John. Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. Yep.
It was something. It was something. I gotta say. I gotta say. It was pretty good, John. Pretty good. Pretty good. Well, I told you I just picked my movie here 10 minutes before I came on here because I forgot. So I remember looking at this one a long time ago, and then it disappeared. But now it's back. And I've done a lot of movies with a lot of killer things. I got lawnmowers, chairs, sheep, and I. All right. I'm going to keep with my theme. And we're going somewhere that's really, really dark, John. So buckle up. Because what we're going to watch is.
Oh no, it's back. Awesome. Oh man.
Yes. Yes. The killer tire that is
Not
rubber.
a wheel, just the tire.
That's right. It doesn't have a rim. It's just a wheel.
No rib required.
How do you stop? Impossible, John. It's impossible.
Oh, you can't even put on the brakes. Nope.
I can't wait for this one, John. Be pretty good. Yes, it's named Rubber. I don't know if he's named
Yeah.
Rubber. That's the name of the movie. We could
I
name
don't
him Rubber,
know,
I
man.
guess. Be Michelin, Firestone. I don't know what his name is.
You know, Goodyear, not sure.
Oh, but yeah, John, we're gonna do Rubber. It's on the Tubi. And I will talk to you next week.
All right, until then.
All right.
See ya.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.